This is a CKTZ News Update. Last year, the Gorge Harbor Marina Resort was sold to the local Clahoos First Nation. Its business arm, Katzen Waygush Management Corporation, or QXMC, put in place new general managers, Heather Reimer and her partner Ron Quire. Former co-managers Bill Dugan and Tammy Allwork were to stay on and help with the transition until this August, but they suddenly resigned back in April. Bill Dugan.
Their probably biggest drawback was their lack of interest in getting to know how the business has operated and is operating now. Before they really had a grasp on what the business was all about, they were making changes that we felt may have negative consequences moving.
And you had originally agreed, I believe, with the management corporation to help see the transition through from April through to August. But
yeah,
you quit pretty abruptly back in April, Bill?
Yeah, correct. It was April 2nd that we resigned. And yeah, the reason for that was just really our job was to stay on to train the new managers, to help them understand the business, train them on how things have operated traditionally so that they get a grasp of it. And then moving forward after the season, who may have chosen to take the business in a slightly different direction, and that would have been great. But there was an uninterest to learn, which was what our purpose was to stay on. And so we felt, since we weren't really able to fulfill the role that we had agreed to stay on for, that it best for us at that time to step back and allow the new managers to hopefully try to grow into the business on their own terms.
Dugan confirms that along with himself and Allwork, three other longtime staff resigned, and remaining staff had recently been planning a walkout to protest Reimer and Quire's management.
That is correct. There was talk about that behind the scenes. It never came to fruition, and it probably didn't, because when Jason, the new manager for QXMC, stepped in, the very first thing that he did was to sit down with every single employee and have a open and honest conversation with all of them. So he was able to sit down and simply listen to the staff and understand where they were coming from, and then he was able to make the changes going forward that really resolved a lot of the issues that they had to begin with and that they were contemplating protesting over.
Jason Johnson took over as general manager of QXMC on July 11th, and after hearing input from Gorge Harbor Marina staff and Cortez Islanders, launched an internal investigation. Reimer and Quire were fired on July 24th and left the island. CKTZ News reached out to Reimer and Quire for comment, but they declined. Following Reimer and Quire's departure, Dugan has been helping out at the resort, consulting on systems and infrastructure, but is not back in any official capacity. Quadra Island RCMP confirmed that they continue to investigate allegations surrounding the management changes, but no charges are pending and they have no comment at this time. Johnson has now taken over as interim manager at the Marina Resort and says it's been a hectic start to his new job.
I've met some amazing people so far and really looking forward to the opportunity to work with the Gorge Harbor Marina Resort.
Okay, now there were some big changes there in the past week. Can you describe exactly what happened there, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say my first week at the Gorge Harbor was all about sitting down with individual staff members, and I think there's only a couple that, due to scheduling, I wasn't able to meet with. And between input from staff, between input from the community at large, the decision was made to go a different direction with management. The general manager, there was actually a couple on property, are no longer with the Gorge Harbor. And then our assistant managers that we had in place as well tendered their resignations, which we accepted.
Okay. Now, I know there were concerns about, I guess it was Heather and Ron who were the co-managing general managers there, that somehow their management style was rubbing some people the wrong way. What was it about what they were trying to do and how it was going about that you think caused some of the conflict?
I think that when you're on Vancouver Island and with the island, there's certain approaches to take. Now, obviously, when a business is sold or the business sort of platform changes, there's always going to be concerns from the community. And I think that the approach that was taken was a lot of change very quickly. I would say that collaboration is critically important. And really, as new managers, it's critical to understand what's already being done before changes are implemented. And I think there was a bit of a miss there. That said, we certainly wish Heather and Ron the very best in whatever is next in store for them. But I believe that this next chapter for Gorge Harbor is going to be very good, and I'm looking forward to filling the role in time as we get our bearings back and working with the great team that's already in.
Now, I know there were some concerns by locals because, of course, the previous owners, the Glickmans, had really invested a lot of energy as well as finances in making the Gorge Harbor Marina a really unique and welcoming spot. And there were some feelings by locals that the previous new management wanted to exclude people and not have them feel welcome on the property. Was there any truth to that?
No, I think that the Gorge Harbor and just the way that where it's located and the amenities that are in place, there's always going to be local contingent. And absolutely, if you do business on, the locals are an incredibly important part of that equation. And so there is no plans to, what was communicated is if there wouldn't be facilities open to the locals. There is not truth in that.
That's really helpful, Jason, just to clarify all that. Now, I know this might be a sensitive question and you may not be able to answer it, but is there any truth to the matter that there could be some charges pending as a result of this change and conflict?
Have been working or communicating with the MP on where things were at. There's a number of different things that occurred that I've looked into, but at this point in time, there is no charges pending for any party that I'm aware of.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that, Jason. Now, what would be the top priorities at the moment for the as far as the infrastructure and staff go at the Gorge Harbor Marina?
Yeah, it's 2 weeks in, absolutely, but I have had a great opportunity to become aware of where we're at for infrastructure, so I think that takes the top of the list. I think working with the team that's there right now and making sure that not only do they have everything they need to do their jobs, but that we have enough staff to get through this season. And then a priority is going to be strategic planning for the fall and really coming up with a format through a collaborative process so that we can start moving towards a five-year plan. Now, absolutely at the front of this is going to be short-term planning and making sure that all of our systems are working and that sort of thing. But long-term planning is always needed, and I look forward to beginning that starting September.
And is it true that some of the previous staff which had resigned are now back on the scene?
For me, it's difficult to know who's worked with the Gorge in the past, but we are very fortunate to have people who are looking for employment still. Some of those used to work with the Gorge in varying capacities, but yes, we're very blessed in this market to have some great people who are in working with us.
Okay, and just curious whether Bill and Tammy are back helping out with the transition at this point.
I think it's always good to utilize the wisdom and the knowledge of people who have been with the property for a long period of time, knows the little quirks, and knows the infrastructure. So there has been some collaboration as we start to get to know this. And I think it's going to be important, too, to utilize talent for training new management and making sure that the facility is operating as it should.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.